fast as if we've just been here and now we're about to leave.
当我们今天早上的聚会开始之前，我跟 Mary 在一起祷告的时候，我对这个时间突然有一个非常新的一个感受。
This morning when we prayed before we came in here, all of a sudden I have a strong sense about time.
时间是一个很奇妙的东西。
Time is a very marvelous thing.
还没有过的时间，你从前面看好像遥遥无期，好像很长。
The time that is to come seems to be so far away.
什么时候我们回顾所过去已经走过的路，所经过的日子，我们觉得过得好快。
And yet whatever has passed, we feel that it ran around so fast.
求主真是给我们有这样的一个对时间的观念，继续进到前面主为我们安排的许多的挑战和侍奉的道路上。
May the Lord give us a correct sense of time so that we will continue to go forward to what the Lord prepared for us to do.
神给我们两个儿子。
The Lord give us two sons.
两个人很不一样。
They are very different.
老大很乖，像妈妈。
The elder one is very good, like his mother.
老二花样很多。也像妈妈，不是，很像我。
The second one, he has all kinds of tricks. It's also like his mother.
No, like me.
Like me.
我的老大很中国。
My elder son is very much Chinese.
我的老二相当的美国。
But my younger one is very much American.
所以我老大很爱中国。大学一毕业以后，没有多说几句话，就回中国去了。
The elder one graduated from college, and he didn't say much, and he went to China.
那老二比较美国，所以呢，有一次我就跟他谈起一件事情。
The younger one is much more Americanized, and one time I was talking with him.
他进大学的时候，他说他要加入美国的 Army Reserve, 就是美国的后备军人。
He told me when he entered college, he's going to join the Army Reserve.
那当时我就跟他讲，你为什么要去参军呢？
Then I asked him, why do you want to join the Army?
当我这样稍微轻松一点跟他讲的时候，他突然正襟危坐，脸板起来，就开始跟我训话起来。
I was talking with him rather lightly, but all of a sudden he tried to start to indoctrinate me.
他说你们这些中国人，我说你不是吗？
I say you who are Chinese.
那来到美国就要得到美国的好处，却不肯尽一些你们应当尽的义务。
He said you came to this country and you want to get all the good things from this country, but you are not want to carry any responsibility.
你们要绿卡，你们要公民，等到什么都有了以后，你们跟这个国家好像毫无关系。
You want a green card, you want a citizenship, but after you got all of this, it's as if you have no relationship with this country.
这些道理我都懂，因为是我教他的。
I understand these theories because I had taught them to him.
所以现在他用我教他的话来回敬我。
But now he used my words to teach me.
你知道，很多时候我们做牧师的人常常有这种经验。
You know, as ministers, many times we have this kind of experience.
那么在我儿子身上，我就看见他对我是把我教他的反过来提醒我，我很感谢主。
In my son, I see this. What I taught him, he also turned around to teach me. I thank the Lord.
所以当然那次谈完话以后，我们就许可他，我们也祝福他，让他去参加这一个Army Reserve.
After that conversation, we allowed him and also blessed him, let him join the Army Reserve.
因为我们夫妇怎么看都看不出来美国会打仗。
But of course, we don't quite see how the United States will get into a war.
因为我们觉得美国不只是不会打仗，美国也不敢打仗。
And we feel that this country not only would it cannot get into a war that he cannot really not capable.
我好不好你去打仗？哎，我说你去当兵吧。
I said, it's okay, you join the Army Reserve.
所以一面读大学，他一面就在 Army Reserve 这里面。
So during his college years, he was in Army Reserve.
没有想到他在加入不到半年，中东战事就发了。
Little did we realize, shortly about half year after he joined, there was the Middle East War.
所以他很快就被抽到波斯湾，在那边有半年的时间。
So he was called to be sent to Persian Gulf for about half a year.
现在回头来看，那半年很快就过去。
When I look back now, those half a year passed very fast.
其实呢，半年对我们来讲真是度日如年。
But But during that half year, actually to us, it was like a long time.
对，很有意思的就是说，我跟师母两个人好像蛮有默契。
But as if my wife and myself, we really have an agreement.
我们从来没有一起为他祷告的时候哭过。
We have never prayed for him together with tears.
后来我发现我太太为他哭是清晨五六点的时候灵修的时候为儿子大哭一顿。
Then I discovered that it was only during her early devotion about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning that he was crying.
她在神的面前倾心吐意，她说：“神啊，你知道我想念我的儿子。”
She poured out her heart to the Lord and said, "Lord, you know that I think about my son."
但是每一天的事情，每一天的工作太多，我没有时间在侍奉你的时候去想念他。
But there are so many things I have to take care of every day. I cannot think about him during my work.
所以每天早上在神的面前倾心的祷告，哭完以后，他就正常的过每一天的生活。所以我不知道他每一天到底有没有想儿子，我以为这个妈妈太差劲。
So every morning after she poured out her heart early in the morning, then she would go on normally with her work. So
没有想到她也是这样想我，这个爸爸太无情了。
And she thought about me in the same manner.
那事实上呢，我是每天在 shower 的时候哭的。
Actually, I cried when I was taking a shower.
因为水跟泪分不清楚，所以哭完了也就算了。
You can't even differentiate between water and tears.
我今天在这里讲这个见证是什么意思呢？
Why do I bring this up this morning?
今天是7月4号，是美国的国庆。
July 4th, Independence Day of the United States.
我觉得我们今天在美国生活的中国人，我们没有理由不参考我这个老二所说的话。
I feel that as Chinese living in this country, we need to really take into consideration what my younger son said.
上帝把我们放在这个国家，放在这个土地上，我们对这个国家和这个土地，我们有我们的责任。
God has put us here, and we have our responsibility.
所以我在开始今天早上的聚会的时候，我建议我们有一段时间为这个国家来祷告。
So as we start this meeting, I suggest that we spend some time to pray for this country.
因为这个国家今天实在需要许许多多圣徒的祷告来再一次调整这个国家的方向。
For this country indeed needs the prayers of many saints so that they can turn around to the right direction.
我们可以不尽当兵的义务，但是我们不能不尽祷告的义务。
It's possible for us not to join the army, but we cannot stop praying for it.
今天早上我跟师母在看 Daily Bread， 因为我们每天早上有一段时间一起祷告，我们就看着小本的那个 Daily Bread。
This morning, my wife and I were reading Daily Bread together.
顺便提一下，有一次我打电话给我在台湾的大儿子，我说你最近有没有灵修啊？
One time I called my son in Taiwan, my elder son, and said, "Have you had morning devotion recently?"
他说最近没有。那我说你每天读什么呢？他说读 Daily Bread。
He said, "No, but I read Daily Bread every day."
我说 Daily Bread 只有一点点，怎么够？他说我现在在 on diet。
I said, "That's only a little bit." He said, "He's on diet."
今天早上我们在看这个 Daily Bread 的时候
This morning when we read Daily Bread
就刚好是提到为这个国家的关心
It mentioned about caring for this country
我可以一直 on and on 一直把我自己的负担在这里跟大家分享
I can go on sharing my burden with you
所以一方面我的信息还没有讲完另外一方面我想用祷告来代表我们心里面许许多多说不出来的话语
But on the one hand, I still need to finish the message. On the other hand, maybe it's better that we use prayer to express our thoughts.
好吧，我们一同起立，我们请吴继阳牧师到台上来，我们特
别
为着这个国家，200多年前是以信仰来立国的一个国家来祷告。
Let us pray for this country that was founded on the faith of Christ.
祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，你的话说，以耶和华为神的那国是有福的。
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, you say that the country that observes you as our God is blessed.
今天是7月4号，是这个国家的诞生纪念日。
Today is July 4th, Independence Day of this country.
我们想到200多年前，因着你的旨意，有一群爱主的基督徒建立了这个国家。
We recall over 200 years ago, because of a group of your children, they founded this country.
在那时候的人不了解你的心意，为什么又要有一个国家在北美建立？
They didn't understand why there should such a country be founded on North America.
今天我们知道是你的心意要让美国成为这世界的领导。
But today we understand that you want to allow this country to be the leader of the world.
叫世人都看见以你为神的那国是有福的。
Amen.
Let the world see that blessed is the country that honors you as God.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们能够来到这个有福的国家。
Lord, we thank you that we can come to this blessed land.
这里有许许多多高大美丽的城邑，非我们所建造。
There are many, many great cities that are not built by us.
这里有许多的房屋装满了各样的货物，非我们所取得。
There are many houses not that we have earned.
这里有许许多多的葡萄树、橄榄园，非我们所种植。
There are vines and the trees, fruit trees that we have not planted.
但是主，你让我们坐在其间享受这一切。
Yet Lord, you allowed us to sit here and to enjoy all of these.
主，我们怎么能够不向你献上感谢
？Lord, how can we but express our thankfulness to you?
当我们在这里一同敬拜的时候，主啊，我们的心要为这个国家献上感恩。
Lord, as we worship together, we want to offer thanksgiving for this country.
在另一方面，主，我们也看见这个国家在今天这个时代中所面临的难处。
On the other hand, Lord, we also see the difficulties this country is facing nowadays.
不论是在学校、在法院，人远远的远离神。
主啊。
Oh, not only in school, Lord, but in the courthouse, people are so far away from you.
甚至在教会、在家中，各样子逼迫、残害神道的事情。
主啊。
Even in the home, in the church, Lord, there are so many that we are going away, getting away from you.
Oh, 主，我们的心为这些。光景我们感到伤痛
主啊
Lord, our heart aches because of all these happenings.
虽然我们知道主你再回来的日子近了
Lord, we know that you will be coming soon.
但是我们恐怕这个国家哦能还能够支持到主再回来那样子一个光荣荣耀的光景吗
主啊
Lord, we dread that we do not know whether this country will be able to sustain until that glorious day when you return.
主啊，你把我们放在这个国家，让我们也成为这个国家里面的一个见证。
And you have put us in this country, allowed us to be also a testimony in this country.
让我们用我们小小的影响力，我们的能力，影响我们周围的人，教导我们的子女，让我们能够做主美好的光跟盐。
Oh, let us be a little influence around the society. Teach our children. Let us be salt and light.
我们也为千千万万的美国人祷告。
主啊。
We pray for thousands upon thousands of Americans.
主，我们求主你赐给他们悔改的心。
Amen.
Lord, send a heart of repentance.
主，你的圣灵在他们的心里面运行，感动他们回归到你的面前。
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit work among them so that they will turn around toward you, Lord.
主啊。
主啊，我们特别为在上掌权的人祷告。
Amen.
We especially pray for those who are in authority.
我们特别为美国的总统克林顿祷告。
We pray for President Clinton.
主啊，
虽然他所做的一些事我们心里面不满意。
Even though we cannot agree with many of the things he.
我们相信主，没有一个权利不是从你那里而来。
We trust that all authority comes from you.
主啊，我们真是愿意王的心好像龙沟的水，任你的意而转流。
Oh Lord, may that the heart of the king would turn around like.
求主你继续在他的心里面工作，让他能够回转来归向你。
Amen.
Continue to work in his heart so that he will turn around toward you.
我们为他的妻子也祷告。
We also pray for Mrs. Clinton.
主啊，求主你也让他能够帮助他的丈夫，顺从他的丈夫，立下一个美好的榜样。
I pray that she will help her husband and set a good example.
我们也为国会的议员们祷告。
是的。
Pray all for the senators.
主啊，不但给他们一个正直的心，也给他们一个敬畏的灵。
Give
them a heart of integrity, Lord, and a heart of fearing God.
主啊，
让他们在立法的时候，他们能够按着你这个至高无上的法律而定。
So whatever they set as rules, they will follow your guidelines.
主啊，我们也为众教会祷告。
主啊，
we pray for all the churches.
在这个弯曲的波妞时代，我们求主使主的教会能够刚强起来。
Lord, we pray that in such a crooked generation, all your churches be strengthened.
让我们的教会继续能够成为光，成为盐，影响这整个世界的人。
Let all the churches truly be light and salt to influence the entire world.
我们也特别的纪念到这一些宣教士从这里出去到全世界各地宣传你福音的人。
Lord, remember many missionaries going out from this country to various parts of the world.
不但主，我们求他们，求你使他们能够荣荣耀耀的传主的福音。
主啊，
we need that they will preach your gospel gloriously.
我们也求，真是在国内支持他们的人也愿意甘心乐意的为他们祷告，支持他们。
Amen.
Pray those back home will continue to support them and pray for them.
主啊，求你再祝福这个教会。
主啊
，Lord, continue to pray to bless this church.
让祝福这个国家。
Bless this country.
让这个以神为国的国家能够再一次的被复兴起来。
Amen.
There will be a revival in this country, Lord.
Yes, yes.
我们也纪念到中国十二亿的同胞。
主啊
，We also remember many Chinese billion.
主，我们相信你并没有忘记我们中国的。
Lord, we believe that you have not forgotten them.
我们求主在中国的国土上动奇妙的善工。
We pray that Lord, you will work a marvelous work in China as well.
主啊，让你的福音能够在中国广传。
Amen.
The gospel be spread throughout the country.
Amen.
主啊，让每一个愿意听到福音的人都有机会听到福音。
主啊
，Everyone who's willing to hear will be able to hear.
也赐给他们悔改的心。
Amen.
Oh, give them a heart of repentance to receive you.
主，我们不但为地上的国度祷告，我们也为天上的国度祷告。
Not only do we pray for the earthly kingdoms, Lord, we pray for the heavenly kingdom.
主，我们求你的国度快快的降临在我们当中。
Lord, may your kingdom come.
当你国度降临的时候，主啊，让我们都能够预备好来迎接我们的王。
And may all be ready.To welcome our King.
主啊，我们愿意你回来的日子快快的临到。
主啊
，May you hasten in your coming.
让我们都能够与我们的主一同作王。
Amen.
And also reign with our King.
求主继续的引导我们这一个聚会。
Lord, continue to guide our meetings.
虽然我们要结束
，Even though we are about to end.
但是当我们离开这里的时候，让我们能够带着主的心回去。
Amen.
Let us go wherever we go with the heart of Christ.
使我们知道我们不再是我，乃是主，主耶稣基督，你在我们里面活。
Amen.
Let us remember that not we but Christ.
我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you and we worship you.
求主带领引导，也听我们在你面前的祈求。
Guide us and hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
请各位翻到约翰福音二十一章。
Let us turn to the 21st chapter of the Gospel of John.
我们要读十八节到二十二节。
We'll read verses 18 to 22.
这是耶稣基督向彼得和他当时的门徒显现第三段很重要的经文。
This is the appearance of Christ to Peter and the third very important paragraph.
第一节到第十四节，我们看到。主耶稣让彼得更深地认识他。
From verse 1 to 14, we see that the Lord allowed Peter to really know him more deeply.
15节到17节是提到鼓励彼得怎么样更爱他。
Verse 15 to 17, the Lord encouraged Peter how to love the Lord.
过去我们在做学生工作的时候曾经唱过一首歌叫 Day by Day。
In the past, when I was in the student ministry, we sang one song, Day by Day.
Day by day of you, three things I pray, to know, to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly. 更认识主，更爱主，更跟随主。其实那个诗歌跟这一个约翰福音二十一章是不谋而合的。
Actually, this hymn is very much the same as this paragraph here in John 21.
我们看十八节到二十二节。
Let's look at verse 18 to 22.
好吧，我们用起音的方式，我念一节，请弟兄姊妹念跟下去的一节。
Let's read it responsively.
我念十八节。主耶稣在这里说，实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
耶稣说这话是指着彼得怎么样使荣耀神，
说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣的胸膛说：“主啊，卖你的是谁？”的那个门徒。
彼得看见他，就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”
耶稣对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。”在我们所读的这五节的圣经里面，两次提到同样一句话：“你跟从我吧。”
Within these five verses, twice the Lord mentioned, "Follow me, or you must follow me."
所以很明显的，十八节到十九节是一个段落。20节到22节是另外一个段落。
So the first paragraphs, verses 18 and 19, and then 20 to 22.
单单从这两段的语气来看，我们发现语气很不一样。
If we read these paragraphs, we find that the two are quite different in this idea behind.
十八节、十九节是主耶稣用安慰、用鼓励的语气跟彼得说话。
The first paragraph, the Lord spoke to Peter with encouragement and comfort.
二十节到二十二节，主耶稣是用责备，甚至用命令的语气来向彼得说话。
The next paragraph is rebuke and command.
那么这两段话都是对彼得预先的提醒。
Both of these is a reminder to Peter prior to certain things.
彼得是人，他看不见约翰福音二十一章后面可能会发生什么事情。
Peter is a man. He could not see what is going to happen after this 21st chapter.
复活的主，他是神，他知道使徒行传前面会发生一些什么事情。
But the resurrected Lord, surely he knew what is going to happen ahead.
所以用这第三段的两个小分段来提醒彼得前面要怎么样继续的来侍奉他。
So the Lord used these two points to remind, and so that Peter knew how to serve him in the future.
十八节到十九节是安慰鼓励彼得，因为彼得要面临一个侍奉上我们经常也会碰到的一个软弱，就是灰心。
18 to 19 is for encouragement and comfort, because Peter is going to meet something that we usually encounter that is discouraged.
所以十八节十九节是帮助彼得将来不灰心。
And so these two verses is to help Peter so that he will not be discouraged.
二十节到二十二节是帮助彼得将来不分心。
Verses 20 to 22 to help Peter, he will not have his heart divided.
一个侍奉主的人，这两件事情常常是蛮致命的一些软弱。
To a servant of the Lord, this is some very fatal weaknesses.
我拼命的努力，我非常的摆上，但是呢，没有果效，就很灰心。
I work so hard and yet it's fruitless, so I become discouraged.
我非常的努力，非常的摆上，但是没有目标，就变成分心。
I labor so hard, but I have no direction, so my heart is divided.
我们分成两个部分来看这一段的经文。
Let's look at this paragraph from two aspects.
十八节和十九节，主耶稣用什么样的方式来鼓励、来安慰彼得？
How did the Lord use what kind of method he used to encourage and to comfort Peter?
我们中国人在章回小说里面常常听见有这样的一句话。
In Chinese, in some of the novels, we hear such a word. A statement.
不吃敬酒，吃罚酒。
Would not drink.
就是说，好好的对你，你不听话，好了，这个严格一点来对你，那么你就会醒悟，你就会扭转过来。
If you do not hear this good words, good advice, then we might have to be very strong and strict to you.
我不知道各位的光景怎么样，在过去三四十年侍奉主的经验里面，我常常发现主给我敬酒，我不吃，什么时候罚酒来了，我就醒悟过来了。
I do not know how is your condition, but in my 30-some years of service, that seems to be my situation many a time.
主耶稣在这里所提的是讲到一个侍奉主的人和苦难的问题。
Here the Lord is mentioning it. When we serve the Lord, we cannot be separated from suffering.
也许我们一提到苦难，就想到物质上面的苦难。
Perhaps by suffering, first of all, we will think of physical suffering.
但是我们知道，许许多多侍奉主的人，他所学习的功课是有的时候有物质上面的难处，但是很多时候是心灵深处的一个体验。
Even though some of the servants of the Lord indeed experience physical suffering, but many a time it's more inward or mental.
今天在教会的里面讲苦难已经不 popular。
已经不是一个大家欢迎的一个题目。
It is not popular to talk about suffering nowadays in the church.
所以我们今天常常听见教会里面有所谓成功神学这样一件事情。
But rather we think of theology of success.
前几天有一位姊妹问我，李牧师什么叫做成功？
Several days ago, a sister asked me, "What does it mean by to be successful?"
你对成功的诠释，你对成功的定义是什么？
How do you define success?
我就引了提摩太后书第四章保罗我们很熟悉的一段话来回答他。
I quoted in 2 Timothy what Paul wrote to answer her.
保罗那个时候是成功的。
Paul was successful then.
他对着提摩太说：“那当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所剩的道我已经守住了，美好的仗我已经打完了。”
He said, "I have fought the good fight, I have run the run, and I have kept the faith."
弟兄姊妹，请注意，保罗在这里是怎么说的？
How did Paul say it?
他不是说当跑的路我已经跑了第一了，不是说那当美好的仗我已经打赢了。
He didn't say I overcome or I'm victorious at the battle or I'm the first in the run.
第一和赢，这是世人对成功的诠释。
Being first or you overcome, that's the definition of success in the world.
保罗给我们看见是说，乃是把他前面该做的做完了。 尽上自己的本分就是成功。
But to Paul, whatever he's supposed to do, he finished it, and he did his best. That was success.
我们今天不喜欢挫折，我们今天不喜欢苦难。
Today we do not like difficulties. We do not like suffering.
但是我们都知道，旧约圣经告诉我们说，受苦是与我有益的。
And yet the Bible tells us that it's profitable for us to suffer.
许多的题目，也许你没有经历，你可以讲。
There are many topics. If we do not have the experience, we can still talk about it.
但是受苦的题目，你没有经历，你只是纸上谈兵，让人家觉得有隔靴搔痒的感觉而已。
But without the experience of suffering, it's hard to talk about suffering.
所以在这里，我们看见主耶稣提醒彼得，讲到他前面的道路是越走越不容易走。
So here the Lord is reminding Peter that whatever lies ahead of it is more and more difficult.
我刚刚出来侍奉主的时候，
When I first started serving the Lord,
神用一个长辈来带领帮助我。
God sent an elderly person to help.
我说过他的名字叫张明哲，是以前台湾清华大学的校长。
He used to be the president of the university in Taiwan.
那么，在属灵上，他帮助我们，我们很尊敬他，我们称他为张伯伯。
Spiritually, he is like our father. We call him uncle.
我刚刚出来侍奉的时候，二十几岁。
I was only in my 20s.
他常常耳提面命的提醒我们。
And many a time, he would listen to us and he would remind us.
好好的学习，一个人不到30岁不可能被主用。
He said, learn. Until you're 30, you cannot be used of the Lord.
感谢主，人会长大的，所以我从24岁、25岁、26岁就靠近30岁了。
I thank the Lord that we grow, so gradually I was reaching 30.
突然张伯伯改口了。
All of a sudden, he changed his mind.
说在中国教会，你要被主用，不到40你不要想。
He said, in the Chinese churches, if you're going to be used by the Lord, wait till you're 40.
好吗？就长吗？学吗？ 等40岁临到。
Okay, I'll grow and I'll continue to learn. I'll wait for this 40.
快到40岁，他又改了。
About when I get about 40 and he changes words again.
有时候想想神的话还是宝贝的，因为神的话是不改变的。
Sometimes I think God's word is more precious because it never changes.
他说不到50，你不要想在主的面前被主用。
Don't think that you can be used until you're 50.
感谢主，后来我就离开他了。
I thank the Lord, and I separated from him.
就再没有听到或者60或者70或者80、90，那我是遥遥无期，一点盼望都没有。
I never heard again about 60 or 70 or 80. Otherwise, I'll never reach it.
但是30、40、50，对我这一个学习侍奉主的人来说，是一个很宝贝的提醒。
But that was a good reminder for me as I learned to serve the Lord.
属灵跟属世是不一样。It's
so different between the spiritual matters.
你在世界里面做事，你是越来越有经验，是越来越有把握，你越来越知道怎么样做你自己的专业。In
the world, you have more experience. You're so sure of yourself. You know what to do in your own profession.
也许我不是一个好的牧师，不是一个好的传道人。
Maybe I'm not a good pastor. I'm not a good minister.
我常常发现，我越侍奉，我越害怕。 我越讲道，我越觉得我所讲的话，我要向他负责。
But more and more I find that it's more difficult to serve. I realize I have to be responsible to what I say, what I preach.
我多次在教会里面跟我的弟兄姊妹说,
Many a time I told my brothers and sisters in the church.
你们知道吗? 每一个礼拜天我站起来讲道, 我都很紧张。
Do you realize I'm very nervous when I stood here, stand here and preach?
他们说李牧师不可能看你站在台上四平八稳的, 你哪里紧张?
And they said, no, it's impossible. We just, so you're standing there. How can you be nervous?
我想只有师母知道, 因为她晓得, 每一次讲道前, 我都非常非常的紧张, 如履薄冰, 如临深渊。
Perhaps only Mrs. Lee will understand that every time I preach before, I was very nervous as if facing a very dangerous situation.
在我刚刚出道, 出来侍奉主的时候,
when I first started serving the Lord,
有一次我到香港去开会,
one time I went to Hong Kong for a meeting.
那一次的聚会对我有很大的影响。
It brought about a great influence in me.
我参加一个退休会或者参加一个大型的聚会, 我总是喜欢坐在第一排。
Usually, I like to sit in front in these conferences.
因为我觉得我跟讲员就好像他跟我两个人而已。
Then I will see that I'm so close to the speaker.
后面不管成百成千的人, 我觉得他讲常对我讲的一样。
Then no matter how many people behind me, whatever he speaks will be speaking to me.
但是那次去我没有办法坐在第一排, 因为讲员坐在第一排, 所以我就坐在第二排。
But that time, the speaker was sitting on the front row, so I had to sit in the second row.
那么那个讲员是一个印度的一个弟兄, 印度的一个传道人。
The speaker was an Indian minister.
我还记得他的名字叫 Brother Chandapilla。 那么他站在前面，等到领完唱，时间交给他的时候，我就注意到他两个脚不知道在干什么。Brother
Chandapilla, I noticed that after the singing, somehow I saw him the two feet. I don't know moving around. I don't know what he was doing.
所以我在第二排就注意他脚到底在干什么。And
I tried to look at him what he was doing.
他脱鞋。
He took off his shoes.
赤脚到台上来。
And barefooted, he went up the pulpit.
那天他讲什么我完全忘记。
I forgot what he spoke that day.
我的眼睛就看他的脚。
Because I was looking at his feet.
他站在讲台后面看不到, 有时候站出来, 我就看到他的脚。
After, behind the pulpit was there, but when he stepped forward, I can see.
所以那天晚上完全没有听到, 不知道他在讲什么。
So I didn't hear a word he said that night.
第二天晚上我还是坐在第二排。
The second night, I still sat in the second row.
弟兄在领唱的时候，我就一直看他的脚。When
the song leader leads us singing, I look at his feet again.
到他讲道的时候，他还是脱了鞋到台上来。When
he spoke, he also took off his shoes and he came forward.
我实在没有办法再让我的好奇心等到第三天。I
was too curious to wait for the third day.
一讲完我就跑去问他。As
soon as it finished, I asked, went to ask.
印度有这样的规矩啊。
Do you have such a custom in India?
上台要脱鞋啊。
That you took off your shoes?
他说不是印度的规矩。
Said, no, this is not an Indian custom.
他刚从美国回去。
He said, I just returned India from the United States.
那你一定在美国参加了一个什么怪教派。
Did you join a strange denomination?
他说你猜，李弟兄。
He said, make a guess.
我看他突然严肃起来。
All of a sudden, he looked very serious.
我说你脱鞋是不是跟圣经有关系？
I said, was it something related to the Bible?
他说是。
He said, yes.
摩西约书亚，上帝说这是圣地。
To Moses and to Joshua, the Lord said, this is holy ground, take off your shoes.
从那一天开始,
from that day on,
一直到今天, 一直到现在,
until today and now,
每一次我上台讲道之前,
every time I came up here to preach,
从来没有例外神提醒我, 你要脱鞋,
and the Lord will remind me every time that I must take off my shoes.
你们知道我没有脱鞋, 我没有在外表来学他, 我乃是效法他向着神那个敬虔的态度。
I didn't take off my shoes physically, but I tried to learn this revered heart.
因为这是圣地。
Because this is holy ground.
弟兄姊妹, 如果将来神给你机会, 有机会多站在这个地方。
My brothers and sisters, if the Lord will give you opportunity in the future to stand here,
请你记得把鞋子脱掉, 在神的面前不要随便。
Please remember, take off your shoes and don't speak whatever the Lord has not given you.
我感谢主, 年纪越大, 侍奉主越久, 我越觉得自己有许许多多的不足。
I thank the Lord, the more I grow and the more I serve, I realize how insufficient I am.
主接受许许多多的挑战, 苦难, 难处, 误会, 打击, 挫折, 或者是一些羞辱。 让我知道怎么样更谨慎的来跟随他。
Through many difficulties, afflictions, and challenges, sufferings, misunderstandings, the Lord allow me how to follow Him.
主耶稣说：“你年少的时候自己束上带子，你可以随意，你有自由。但是你越长越老，年纪越大，你没有自由。”
The Lord say, "When you are young, you dress yourself, you have the freedom. But the older you grow, you feel like you do not have the freedom."
你知道这些苦难哪里来的吗？
Where does this suffering come from?
十八节哪里来的呢？
18, verse 18, where it comes from?
18节是从15节跟17节后面来的，对不对？
18 follows from 14 and 15.
那15节到17节是讲什么呢？
And 15 to 17, what does it say?
是讲爱主。
It talk about loving the Lord.
是讲侍奉主。
It talk about serving the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，属灵的事跟属事的事实在不一样。
My dear brothers and sisters, spiritual matter is very different from the worldly matter.
你发现你真心的爱主，你的难处越大。
When you truly love the Lord, you will meet difficulties.
你真心的要侍奉主，你所遇到的难处越大。
If you want to truly serve the Lord, you would also run into difficulties.
但是感谢主，我们看到十九节的时候。
But thank the Lord when we read down to verse 19.
苦难再大，
no matter how great the suffering,
它有一个停止的一天。
It will stop.
主耶稣说是指着主耶稣在十九节说，耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死而说的。
Verse 19 tells us Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death that Peter was going to go through.
不管你做牧师多少年。
No matter how many years you'll be a pastor.
以我来讲，每一次去看一个垂死的病人，去为他祷告，我都觉得很难。
Every time I have to pray for a dying person, I found it very difficult.
不是说不会祷告。
Not that I don't know prayer.
有的时候我很深的感觉是他病，不是我病。
Sometimes I feel very strongly that he was sick, not that I.
你要引经据典很简单。
It's easy just to quote the Bible.
但躺在那里的是他，不是你。
But he is lying there. You are not.
所以很多时候我去看这些垂死的病人的时候，我真是求主怜悯，让我有合适的话来帮助他们。
So I had to ask the mercy of the Lord so that I have appropriate words to help them.
有一次有一个病得很重的病人。
One time there was a very seriously ill person.
我去看他，他突然跟我要求，在我要为他祷告以前，他说：“李牧师，可不可以在你为我祷告以前，我有一个要求？”
Before I pray, he asked a request.
我印象非常的深，他说：“李牧师，请你跟神说吧。”我说：“你为什么不说呢？”他说：“你比较会祷告嘛。”他说：“请你跟神说。”
He said, "Pastor,
快一点对神，快一点结束我的痛苦，让我回去见你的面。”
He said, "Pastor, will you tell God, hasten and to end my suffering so that I can go back to see my Lord?"
因为死是苦难的结束。
Because death is the end of suffering.
主耶稣跟彼得说：“你有苦难没有错，但是了不起，有一天这个苦难会结束。”
So Jesus told Peter, "Yes, you're going to have suffering, but one day this is going to end."
但是耶稣说，指着彼得怎么死，下面用两个字，什么字呢？荣耀。只说怎么死要荣耀神而说。
But when the Lord talked about Peter's death, he used two words and said, "That's glorious death."
当我读到这里的时候。
When I read to this place,
我想到一个见证。
I thought of a testimony.
有一对非洲一辈子在非洲做宣教的一对老夫妇，退休回到美国来。
A missionary couple retired from their work in Africa, coming back to this country.
提到这里，让我顺便提出一点祷告的请求。
May I also remind you a prayer request?
刚才我们听见牧师在祷告的时候，特别为着我们在这个国家出去的宣教士祷告。
When Pastor Wu prayed, specifically remind us to pray for the missionaries sent from this country.
我们夫妇有14年在台湾做学生的工作。
Mrs. Lee and myself, we spent 14 years among students in Taiwan.
今年年底我们要结束在 Boston 的侍奉，18年在 Boston， 我们要进入另外。我们人生第三个阶段侍奉的学习。
At the end of this year, we will conclude our service ministry in Boston. We will go into the third stage of our learning to serve the Lord.
今年年底，我们要加入台湾的一个宣教的团体，叫中华海外宣道协会。
We are going to join a missionary organization from Taiwan.
Christian Missions Overseas, CMO.
如果你从台湾来的，你大概知道是吴勇长老在25年所开始的一个团体。
This is an organization started by Wu Yong, Elder Wu Yong, 25 years ago.
这个团体吸引我们，因为这个团体25年来虽然工作做的不是很理想、很成功，但是他们很执着的，就是要做超越文化的工作。
They attracted us, even though in the past 25 years they could not be considered very successful, but they consistently cross-cultural mission.
我来这个聚会之前，正式的给他们海轩写了一封正式的信，答应他们的邀请，参加他们。
Just before I came to this meeting, I wrote them officially that I honor their invitation, will join them.
请弟兄姊妹为我们祷告。
Please pray for us.
也许你们参加这个李师母的这个专题那个 workshop 曾经提到我们两个人天天游泳的事情。
When you were in the, you heard that every day we swim.
当然，除了礼拜六、礼拜天，我们天天礼拜一到礼拜五，每天早上有半个小时游泳。
That is every day except Saturday and Sunday we spend half an hour.
每一次我到水里面去
，every time I get into the water,
我就提醒我要游向哪里呢？我说游向宣教的工厂。
I say toward which I'm going to swim. I say toward the mission field.
求主给我们有健康的身体。我们不希望年纪大了去做宣教士，成为别人的负担。
May the Lord give us a physical health so that will not be a burden to others.
因为海轩的工作，海轩的工厂目前仅有在印尼和泰国的南部和泰国的北部有宣教士。
This organization only have missionaries in Indonesia and the southern part of Thailand.
And northern part of Thailand. 然后我们希望今年年底我们就能够正式参与他们的侍奉，请弟兄姊妹为我们祷告。
We pray that toward the by the end of this year we can join them. Please pray for us.
那么这一对非洲的夫妇，他们结束了他们的这个宣教，回到美国来。
So this missionary couple from Africa, they came back to the United States.
当他们坐船快要达到快要来到纽约港的时候。
They came on a boat when it about reaching New York.
他们看见码头万人空巷的，在那边很热闹。
They saw many people, a big crowd on the pier.
那他们就很好奇，说到底这些人干什么
？What are they doing there? They were curious.
那他们就告知他，你不知道吗？跟你同船，这个罗斯福总统也跟你们同船从非洲回来。
They were told that the President Roosevelt was coming back on the same boat.
那么他到非洲去干什么？他到非洲去打猎。那么这个打猎回来，大家欢迎他，所以万人空巷在欢迎美国的总统。
And he is returning from a hunting trip, so many people were welcoming him.
突然，这个老宣教士心里面有一种说不出来的感受。
So the old missionary felt a bit sad in his heart.
开始非常的自怜，觉得非常的自卑。
Almost a self-pity.
他就跟主说：“他说主啊，我侍奉你一辈子，把我的青春，把我的最……”宝贝的年华放在非洲，在那里做福音的工作。
And he said to the Lord, Lord, I spent all my life, my golden years in Africa, to be a missionary.
我今天回到美国，还不如一个人在非洲打猎回来那么热闹。
And I come back here, I cannot be compared to someone just went for hunting.
他非常的沮丧，非常的灰心。
He was so discouraged.
但是突然，他好像听见心里面神向他说话。
And all of a sudden, he heard the Lord speaking to him in his heart.
每一次我想到这句话，我心里面很受激励，也很受感动。
I'm always encouraged by these words.
那个声音说什么呢？
This voice said.
好像主对他说，孩子，你还没有到家呢。
He said, "My child, you haven't reached home yet."
你还没有真正的到你最后的一站。
You haven't reached your last station.
你看看等到有一天你到天上的时候，到底是欢迎你的人多呢？还是欢迎罗师傅的人多。
Just wait. By the time you get to heaven, how many are there will be waiting, welcoming you?
我们没有要跟别人比较荣耀的这样的一个心情。
We have no, not trying to compare this glory with others.
弟兄姊妹，让我们好好的跟随主，一直到最后见主面的日子。
My brothers and sisters, let us follow the Lord until the very end when we shall see Him.
什么叫忠心？
What is faithfulness?
就是坚持到底的属灵美德，叫做忠心。
And that is endure to the end.
求主帮助我们，让我们学习怎么样能够一直到最后这一点。
May the Lord help us and enable us to follow Him until the very end.
最感动我的就是十九节最后一句话：“你跟从我吧。”
What moved me greatly is these two words: "Follow me."
为什么呢？
因为这句话告诉我们，主勉励、安慰、鼓励彼得说：“你跟从我吧。”意思就是说，这条路我已经走过了。
Because here the Lord is encouraging him and comforting Peter and say, "This path I have already been gone. I have gone through."
在我们中间有一位姊妹的见证，昨天她送给我，我太太送给师母一本她的见证和她属灵的经历，叫做《两个脚印》。
Yesterday we received a testimony from one of our sisters called Two Footprint.
昨天晚上师母看了很看到深夜，把那本书看了大半。
Mrs. Lee read it until the middle of the night.
所以今天早上差一点没有成更，师母一直跟我讲，她来跟我，她跟我讲整个她昨天看的里面所受到、所感受到的那个冲击和震撼。
And they share with me what was in this book.
我们都知道这个沙漠的脚印的这一个很出名的这个故事。
We all heard of the story about footprint on the sand.
一个人看见沙漠上有两对的脚印。
Someone saw two pairs of footprint.
天使告诉他说：“这就是你的一生。”
And the angel told him, "This is your life."
他心里很受安慰，因为他看见一直主跟他同行他一生的道路。
He was greatly encouraged because he could see that the Lord was walking by him throughout his life.
突然发现有一段只有一对脚印，不是两对脚印。
But all of a sudden, there was some spot that only one pair of footprint appears, not two.
他仔细一看，那一段时间是他最痛苦的一段的时间。
When he recalled, there was a time when he was suffered greatly.
他不明白为什么我在最痛苦的时候，主耶稣离开了我。
He didn't understand why when he suffered the most, the Lord was away from him.
后来他就跟天使说，为什么那个时候主耶稣离开了我？
Then he asked the angel, why that the Lord left me then?
天使怎么回答他？
How did the angel answer him?
天使问他说，你穿几号鞋？临到了，我的脚都缩小了。
By 50 degrees when suffering comes.
而天使说不是。
The angel said no.
说八号的鞋是耶稣的脚大，脚的尺寸。
The Lord Jesus wears size 8.
他说我哪里去了？
Then where was I?
天使说主耶稣抱着你过那一段的时间。
The angel said the Lord Jesus held you up to pass through this.
主耶稣不只是走过了这条路。
Not only did he walk through this path.
在任何的环境里面，他与我们同行，而且抱着我们经过了。
Regardless of the condition, he walks with us, and sometimes he holds us up to pass through.
我们不喜欢苦难。
We do not like suffering.
弟兄姊妹，苦难有一天会结束的。
My brothers and sisters, suffering must end one day.
我们不喜欢苦难。
We don't like suffering.
有一天苦难会变成荣耀。
But one day suffering will turn into glory.
在过去两三年的时间，
In the last two or three years,
突然主给我学习什么叫做与基督同钉十字架。
All of a sudden, the Lord allowed me to learn what does it mean to be crucified with Christ.
我们对十字架的了解认识是什么？
What is our understanding of the cross?
我们觉得十字架就是苦难，就是羞辱，就是误会，就是打击，就是许许多多的难处。
We think of the cross as many, many difficulties, suffering, and misunderstanding, and so forth.
所以我们把十字架和这些苦难划等号。
And so we equate the two.
而这两年多来，主给我学习一个更深的功课。
But these last two years, the Lord allowed me to learn a deeper lesson.
因为我发现十字架不是单单就是误会，就是羞辱，就是人的攻击。
It is not only misunderstanding or shame.
苦难、羞辱、误会，还要加上默然不语。
It is in addition to quietly saying nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个不容易的功课。
You know, this is not an easy lesson.
那么临到我是更不容易。
When it comes to me, it's more difficult.
因为我一直是一个很会 defense 的人，很会讲 defensive 话语的人。一有什么事情，就讲了很多很多的理由，为了要 justify 自己。
Because I'm one that will used to know how to defend myself to justify myself.
但是在这两三年的时间里面
，But in these last two or three years.
当我面对许多的攻击、批评、论断的时候
，When I face a lot of attack, misunderstanding, or judgment of others,
弟兄姊妹，这功课不好学。
You know, this is not an easy lesson.
主要我安静。
But the Lord wants me to be quiet.
一句话不回答。
Not to say a word.
羊在剪毛的人手下不出声。 让我学这个功课。
How the lamb was silent before the shears, I was to learn the same lesson.
我慢慢学的时候，哎，就突然发现苦中还有蛮甘甜。
As I learned it gradually, I discovered there is sweetness in it.
因为知道那个穿八号鞋的那一位一直在我的旁边。
Because I know the one who is size 8, he's always beside me.
我以为已经学好了。
Then I thought I had already learned the lesson.
后来主说，阿伯耶，还没有呢。
But then the Lord said, not yet.
我说，还有什么功课要学？
I say, what other lesson do I need to learn?
被误会，被羞辱，又不回答，难道还不够十字架的学校毕业吗？
I said, if I say nothing when somebody misunderstood me, am I not graduating yet?
今年的受难节，主突然开了我的眼睛，看见十字架另外一层的意义。
This year's Good Friday, the Lord opened my eyes to see another meaning of the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上说了七句话。
The Lord Jesus makes 7 statements on the cross.
第一句、第四句、第七句都是一样，是祷告。
The first, the fourth, and the seventh are the same. They are prayers.
所以在苦难当中，主耶稣给我们一个功课，给我们一个榜样。
So in suffering, the Lord gave us an example.
用祷告开始，用祷告继续，用祷告结束，来经过十字架的苦难。
I start with a prayer, continue with a prayer, and conclude with a prayer to go through the cross.
第一个是祷告，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
The first, the Lord said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do."
第四句，以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴各大尼，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And the fourth say, "My God, my God, why has you forsaken me?"
第七句，最后一句，父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手里。
And the seventh say, "Father, I hand over my soul into your hands."
我学到一个什么功课？
What did I learn?
十字架除了是羞辱。攻击、批评以外，
besides shame or attack,
还要加上默然不语。
We must add to it being silent.
第三，我觉得很难很难学的一个功课，要为加给你伤痕的人祷告。
And the third is great, the more difficult lesson is to pray for the one that who had attacked you.
经过了这三段式的学习。
Through these three stages of learning,
我不敢说我已经要毕业了。
I dare not say that I have graduated.
我发现神是一步一步的量给我要学的功课。
But I discovered the Lord measure everything that I am to learn.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在了解为什么第一天我说这一句话不简单。
Now you understand why the first day I say this statement is not simple.
保罗说我已经与基督同钉十字架，然后才说。不再是我，乃是基督。
Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ," and then he said, "Not I, but Christ now lives."
弟兄姊妹，不要以为三天的聚会过了以后，摇身一变，我乃是基督。
Don't think that after this 3 days of meeting that will change, and that I am Christ.
神给我们一生之年来学习这个功课。
The Lord has given us entire life to learn this lesson.
苦难和跟随主。
And suffering and following the Lord.
本来这件事情就可以功德圆满，到此为止，结束了。
Perhaps we can make a conclusion right here now.
但从二十节，这个彼得老兄老毛病又出来。
But from verse 20, Peter has his old problem again.
所以我说，我们不敢跟保罗认同，我们很喜欢跟彼得认同，因为在彼得身上看见我们的影子。
And that's why we say we dare not compare ourselves with Paul, but we like to identify with Peter because in him we see our own shadow.
彼得的失败就是有的时候太多嘴。
And that is his failure, is too talkative.
如果彼得今天在这里，我说要跟我要劝他，我说你学学我们中国人，多说多错，少说少错，你最好不说，一定没有错。
Say, learn from we Chinese that if you, the less you speak, the less fault you make.
二十节到二十二节。虽然他多嘴，主耶稣也给他一个机会教育，给他一个非常重要的提醒。
In verse 20 to 22, even though Peter was talkative, but the Lord gave him opportune lesson as well.
前面提到苦难里面不要灰心。
In the past, we talk about in suffering, do not be discouraged.
主耶稣提醒他有一样东西你会分心的是什么呢？
But the Lord reminded him there's one thing that your heart will maybe divided.
同工的关系。
And there is a relationship with your co-workers.
有一个老牧师有一次语重心长地告诉我。
an old pastor once told me.
他说李牧师，我这一辈子侍奉主最快乐的是什么？你知道吗？
He said, Pastor Lee, do you know that throughout my life of serving the Lord, what is the joyous time?
最快乐的就是有好的同工。
And that is when I have good co-workers.
他说李牧师，你知道我这一辈子最痛苦的是什么呢？
You know, when I serve, what is the troublous time?
就是同工的关系。
And that is from co-workers.
弟兄姊妹，同工是一个艺术。
Working together is an art.
有人单枪匹马可以为主做，放在团队里面，他没有办法侍奉主。
Someone who may serve very well by himself, but he could not serve with others.
我非常佩服 Billy Graham 和他的同工团。
I really admire Billy Graham and his association.
从我刚刚出来侍奉，我就非常的羡慕，也是非常的崇拜他里面的一个同工。
From the very beginning of my own service, I admire and I appreciate one of his co-workers.
他的名字叫 Cliff Barrow.
His name is Cliff Barrow.
因为从一开始他就跟 Billy Graham 配搭，在大聚会里面，他在那里领唱。
From the very beginning, they work together, and he will lead singing in many meetings.
这位弟兄神给他有很多的恩赐。
Cliff Barrow is very gifted.
三十多年来，他就一直在一个团体。那个团体的名字叫做 Billy Graham Crusade 的旗帜之下侍奉主。
In 30 some years, he worked under Billy Graham Crusade.
另外一个人也是跟音乐有关系，他的名字叫 George Beverly Shea.
Another person is George Beverly Shea.
神给他很大的恩赐。
God gave him a great gift of singing.
有人说他每一次在 Billy Graham 的聚会唱诗完了以后， Billy Graham 呼召就会有人觉知，因为圣灵接触他的诗歌感动人。
And someone say every time there is a crusade when he sang, and then Billy Graham called, make an altar call, and people will come because God used his song.
但是这个 George Beverly Shea 三十多年来 under Billy Graham Crusade 的这个 banner 侍奉主。
And likewise, this is George Beverly Shea. He worked under the banner of Billy Graham.
我不相信中国教会会有这样的见证。
I do not believe there can be such testimony in the Chinese church.
这是一个很可怜的一个光景。
That's a very pitiful situation.
去年在你们这个聚会的讲员，一个是周主培，一个是戴绍征。
Last year, your speakers was Pastor Amos Chow and then the James Taylor.
有一次，周主培在我们教会领聚会，他住在我家。
One time, Pastor Chow was at our church and he stayed with me.
他在讲道的时候，他就提到说，中国人今天全世界到处都有，有海水的地方就有中国人。
He mentioned that everywhere there are Chinese, wherever there is water.
他中国人的影响是很大。
He said the influence of Chinese can be very great.
他大声疾呼地说，我们今天中国人多么的蒙恩。
And then he said, "How we are blessed as Chinese."
他说描写中国人多到一个地步，他怎么描写呢？他说，如果全世界的中国人在同一个时间、不同的地方叫大家跳，大家一跳，地球都要动一下，那么多。
He said, "There's so many Chinese of all Chinese all over the world at any corner, and we jump at the same time, the whole earth will shake."
那天回到家，我说周牧师，哇，你这比方太精彩了。
After we return home, my dear Pastor Chow, your illustration is great.
哎呀，印象真深！今天全世界哪里都有中国人。
Because there are Chinese everywhere in the world.
但是我说周牧师，我有一点浅见，我觉得那一天永远不会来到。
But I say, Pastor Chow, I'm afraid that day will never come.
不是说从物理的现象说，这些一跳地球都会动，我不知道。
Not from a physical phenomenon, whether the earth will shake, I don't know.
但是我非常的相信，今天中国人谁都不听谁，谁在那里说跳，到底要听哪一个人说跳？
But what I see is Chinese will not listen to one another. Who's going to follow?
中国教会弟兄姊妹，在我心里面有个很重很重的负担。在过去侍奉主的经验里面，我们有个致命的伤，我们不能同工。
My brothers and sisters, I have a great burden in my heart, and that is a fatal mistake among Chinese churches that we cannot work together.
你知道彼得的失败在哪里？
What is the failure of Peter?
请我们好好看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20 carefully.
请注意读这里一句话：彼得转过来看见约翰。
Notice it says Peter turned and saw John.
什么意思叫 Peter turned？ 为什么意思叫做彼得转过来呢？
What does it mean by Peter turn?
我们在这里就看见同工不能配合的一个原因， 从这一句话里面看出来。
From here we see a great reason why workers could not work together.
本来彼得是跟耶稣面对面讲话的。
And originally they were facing each other, talking to each other.
Peter turned, 就看见约翰，什么意思呢？他把他的眼睛从主的身上一挪开的时候，他就看见约翰。
Peter was looking at the Lord, and then he turned around, his back toward the Lord, and he saw John.
什么时候你透过主耶稣来看你的同工，你的同工的关系是正常。
Whenever we look at our co-workers in the eyes through the Lord, then your relationship will be all right.
什么时候你离开主而来看你的同工，你的同工的问题就要发生。
Every time we turn our eyes away from the Lord, then we'll have problems with our co-workers.
这个功课彼得三年前就学过。
Peter had learned this lesson 3 years ago.
没有学好。
He didn't learn it well.
他有一次在这个也是在海上。
One time it was also on sea.
狂风大作。
There was a big storm.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
然后耶稣来了就平静风和海。
Jesus came walking on the water and calmed
the storm. 耶稣还在水面上走的时候。
While Jesus was walking on the water.
我彼得一看是主。
Peter saw that it was the Lord.
他说主啊，如果是你让我也有这样一个经验走在海面上。
I say, Lord, if it's you, let me also walk on the cross.
因为这个只有中国这个武侠小说才有的经验。
That only appears in novels.
那么他说我要走到你面前。
I want to walk to your
feet. 耶稣说来。
Jesus said, come.
他就走上去了。
And he did.
在马太福音14章告诉我们说，彼得见风甚大，就开始往下沉。
But the Matthew 14 tells us when Peter saw the storm, and he began to sink.
Saw the storm. 见风的意思就是什么呢？就是他把他的眼睛原来看在耶稣身上，他就可以克服这个大自然的那些危险。等到他眼睛一看到难处的时候呢，他就开始往下沉。
So when his eyes was on the Lord, he could stand and walk in the water. But when his eyes turned away from the Lord and saw the storm, he sank.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们常常下沉的理由吗？
Isn't this the reason of our sinking many a time?
这不是常常我们可以走在海面上的原因吗？
Isn't this also the reason that we can even walk on water?
我们眼睛看着主，我们就会克服难处。
Whether our eyes fixed on the Lord.
一离开主，我们就往下沉。
Every time we turn away, we will sink.
彼得在这里又是学同样的功课。
And Peter had to learn the same lesson again.
他转过来看约翰。
He turned around and he saw John.
弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我们。
My brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us.
从今天开始。
From today on.
透过耶稣看我的同工。
Let me look at my co-workers through Jesus.
我们很容易放大我们同工在亚当里面的软弱。
It's so much easier for us to enlarge the weakness in Adam, in my co-workers.
求主帮助我们去看重我的同工在基督里面的得胜。
May we, the Lord help us to see the victory our co-workers had in the Lord.
22节，耶稣对彼得说，来跟从我吧。
Verse 22, the Lord said to Peter, you must follow me.
中文是一样的五个字。
The Chinese words are the same.
英文 NIV 不同。
But not in the English NIV.
19节 follow me 两个字。
In verse 19, just two words, follow me.
22节 you must follow me.
But in verse 22, it says you must follow me.
语气不一样。
It's a different kind of.
如果你对希腊文有兴趣有背景，你去查这两句话不一样。
In the original Greek, likewise, it's different.
你好好的跟从我。
Follow me.
感谢主。
Thank you.
经过了是约翰福音21章。彼得在耶稣面前所学的这三个重要的功课。
In this 21st chapter of John, we see Peter learn 3 very important lessons from the Lord.
我说这一段经文是不再是我乃是基督的彼得版。
Now, I think this is the Peter version of this, not I, but Christ.
让我们在主的面前接受这样的挑战。
May we take up this challenge from the Lord.
彼得有没有改变呢？
Was Peter changed?
感谢主，到了使徒行传，脱胎换骨，换成另外一个人。
We thank the Lord by the time of Acts, we saw a different Peter altogether.
特别我们注意到，在使徒行传第三章
，especially in Acts chapter 3,
彼得跟约翰，就是这个他本来很不喜欢、在批评的这一个同工，一起在彼得在使徒行传第三章，他们一起同工。
Especially we see Peter and John working together now.
他们在哪里？在耶路撒冷。
Where were they?
圣殿的一个门叫做美门口，在那里侍奉主。
And they were serving the Lord at one of the gates of the temple in Jerusalem.
在过去的十几年，主一直用这个美这个字来提醒我。
In the last 10 years or so, the Lord uses beauty, these words to remind me.
我常常提醒我自己，勉励我自己，不要单单只会做对的事，也要学习做美的事。
I try to remind myself not only to do what is right, but to do what is good and beautiful.
当玛利亚把香膏抹在耶稣身上的时候
，When Mary anointed Jesus,
耶稣说他在我身上做的是一件什么美事
？The Lord Jesus said she had done something good for me.
弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候太注意说要做对的事情，对的事情，对的事情，但是很多时候做很多对的事情不一定美。
My brothers and sisters, many a time we're so mindful of doing the right thing, and yet we forget the good things.
我不是说要在美的前提之下牺牲对。
I'm not saying that we will sacrifice correctness or rightness in the.
我乃是强调在对的事情的基础上，让我们学习做美的事情。
But my emphasis is on the foundation of right, then do the good things.
再一次谢谢弟兄姊妹。让我们夫妇这三天能够有机会跟大家在一起来学习这样的一个属灵的经历。
I'd like to thank my brothers and sisters aloud, me and myself and Mrs. Lee to learn this important experience.
今天我们要赶到 Toronto 去。
Today we have to make our trip to Toronto.
因为今天我父亲90岁。
Today is my father's 90th birthday.
因为他是阴历，所以刚好跟美国国庆同一天。
He considers his birthday according to the Chinese calendar.
今天早上我打了一个电话给他。
I called him this morning.
我说我会今天晚上赶来，因为今天晚上有一个聚会，8点在 Toronto.
I say I'll try to be there by the evening. There's a meeting there at 8:00.
老人家在电话里面说不要赶，不要赶，好好做工，好好做工，好好讲道。
And he said, don't hurry, don't hurry, but work well.
我很受感动。
I was greatly moved.
哪里敢不敢？这个坐上就可以去，坐不上就到不了。他好像觉得我要为了他早一班去赶到 Toronto 一样。他说你把工作做完再来。
He thought that maybe for his sake I need to not finishing my work and try to take an early plane or something.
感谢主，主给我一个敬畏神、敬虔的一个老父亲。
I thank the Lord that the Lord has given me a father who is reverent in his heart.
两年前他的老伴离开他。
2 years ago, his wife died.
我们做儿女的，我们非常非常的紧张，怕他这一段时间过不很难过来。
As children, we were nervous. We didn't know how he's going to take it.
但是我们感谢主，神是信实的，神实在恩待了他。
But we thank the Lord. God is faithful, and He has blessed us.
我不知道什么时候我们有机会再相聚。
I don't know when we will see each other again.
请弟兄姊妹为我们夫妇祷告。
Please do pray for us.
我们前面的路实在是不安定，也可能不安全。
It is uncertain where we are going, and could also be unsafe.
但是我们相信，只要出于主，神会在前面开路，然后他说：“来跟从我吧。”
But we believe that as long as the Lord sets the road, and He will be ahead of us, guiding us and ask us to follow Him.
愿神赐福大家，特别接触这一段我们很熟悉的约翰福音21章，在三天的分享里面，主不断的向我们说话。
May the Lord bless all of us, especially using this 21st chapter of John to continue to speak to us.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
如果在我们中间有弟兄有姐妹，在这几天的聚会里面，心里面受感动，你说我愿意再一次把自己奉献给主。
If there are in our midst brothers and sisters, after this 3 days meeting, you say you have been moved by the Holy Spirit, you want to consecrate yourself once again to the Lord.
请你现在在安静、默默的祷告里面，向神表明你的心意。
Will you quietly pray and express your desire to the Lord?
我真的愿意走向这个不再是我乃是基督的这样的一个 属灵的光景里面。
I really want to walk into this path that not I but Christ, such a spiritual condition.
真的到有一天有人跑到我面前来说，你是耶稣吗？
So that maybe one day someone will come before me and say, "Are you the Jesus?"
好不好？我们在主的面前献上这样的一个心声。
Let us offer our hearts to the Lord.
我们请梁姊妹，用中文带领我们做结束的祷告。
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，感谢你是我们信心创始成终的主。
Amen.
感谢你是那一位为我们受苦舍命，完全奉献你自己，完全顺服天父旨意的恩主。
主啊，
主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们何等的感恩这几天你自己圣灵在我们的心中所种下的种子，所说的话，所做的感动。主，我们向你的回应你都一一听见了。
是的，
主啊，我们对你的呼求你也听到了。
主啊，
主啊，我们感谢你，愿主保守我们的心常常在你里面，保守我们的眼目常常定睛在你的身上。主啊，保守我们的教会，我们的团契，
主啊，
让我们的众同工众弟兄姐妹一同的同心合一的来追求跟随我们的主，同心合一的追求，我们整体都要像主耶稣。
主
啊，愿意我们可以同声说，不再是我们，乃是基督在我们里面活着，乃是基督在我们里面见证神的荣耀。主啊，来吸引许多在黑暗当中，主啊，在软弱在困苦当中找不到真正方向的我们亲爱的朋友，周遭的朋友，我们的同胞。主啊，愿意你做成这样的工作。主啊，我们是软弱的，但是感谢你，你是刚强的。感谢你，有你与我们同在，复活的救主在我们中间。
谢谢主，
圣灵的大能覆庇我们，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们愿意把一切荣耀都归给你。我们也恭恭敬敬地为李秀全牧师还有你师母祷告。主啊，感谢你这一次把他们赐给我们来帮助我们，求主纪念他们的辛劳，特别纪念他们今年年底要到远方处听了你的呼召。主啊，他们要继续来跟随你。主啊，感谢你赐给他们这样的信心，知道你会在他们前面引渡，求主保守他们，求主带领他们，求主大大的使用他们，也继续的造就他们。主啊，你保守我们每一个人，愿我们都能够坚持到底。有一天我们在主的面前，我们能够欢呼喜乐的迎接我们的主，我们的王。主，也许在地上我们不晓得什么时候见面，但是我们知道在天上，主啊，你要迎接我们的时候，我们都要何等的快乐。主啊，我们感谢赞美你，我们再一次把所有的荣耀感谢都归给你。愿主的在我们的当中显为大。主啊，在我们的每一个人的身上，在我们每一个教会，每一个团体，每一个查经班里面，主啊，你都显为大，你都显出你的荣耀，你的作为在我们中间成就我们自己都觉得不可能的事。但是主啊，因为你在你没有难成的事。感谢赞美主，这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿们。
阿们。